Good morning, everyone. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon with this week's USDA report. Well, today I want to remind area producers that the 2009 SURE deadline enrollment is approaching here on July 29th. SURE is the Supplemental Disaster Program, which was initiated by USDA here two or three years ago. And it does provide benefits to crop losses within counties that are declared a disaster by the Secretary of Agriculture. Although Audubon and Cass County do not have secretarial declarations, there are some counties to the north and south of us. And to mention these, Crawford, Carroll, Green, and to the south, Union, Page, Taylor, and Ringgold, that did have declarations. So if any of our farmers within Audubon and Cass County have farming operations in those counties, it's possible that there could be a supplemental disaster eligibility there. Again, that date is July 29th, so if you have questions, give your FSA office a call, either in Audubon or Cass County, wherever your home county is. Also today, I'd like to have producers begin to think about the August 2nd date. That's the first date that managed haying and grazing becomes available on CRP acres. Generally, every year, several producers ask to make hay or graze some of these CRP acres for a return of 25% of the payment, annual payment on those acres. You can't do it before August 2nd, but we can begin to go ahead and get the paperwork in order so that when that date gets here, you can begin to either mow or turn your livestock out. Again, you do need to call your FSA office and get this set up. Likewise, on CRP, the primary nesting season does continue through the 1st of August. So if any of you have weeds out there that you need to do some spot maintenance on, simply get a hold of your FSA office. We have to complete a written request and approve it, but spot maintenance approval will be granted. A reminder also that the county committee nominations are being accepted from now through August 1st. For Audubon County, the townships are Greeley, Audubon, Exira, and Oakfield. This is for a three-year term to serve on the county committee. And this particular step is the nomination process, and then ballots will be sent out later. So if you do have interest in the county committee system with FSA, give us a call here at the Audubon office at 563-4261, and let us visit with you a little bit about it. Recently, there's been some scattered storms that have gone through the county, and although none of them have been big like they haven't been in other parts of the state, there are minor instances of damages reported, hail or some wind. Bear in mind that FSA does track these, and we do submit reports whenever we have anything significant. We keep track of all reports that we know about. But this is how those disaster declarations get initiated, like I just mentioned at the beginning of the program, such as that Supplemental Disaster SURE program. So if something happens in your area with hail or wind or something, well, give your FSA office a call. It may not be widespread enough that we hear about it in a timely manner, so this can help us out greatly. One last thing to remind you of, this is the time of year when sometimes some of the changes are being made to your farming operation. A lot of them are quite common. It would be created a trust or a corporation or something. For the direct and countercyclical program and CRP program, you have to finish the farming operation out like you began it. And so if you started out as an individual and now you've created a trust, you need to get a hold of FSA so we can change your DCP contract over to the trust. Failure to do this could be loss of the program payments for the entire year. So again, any changes that you've gone from like an individual to an entity such as a trust or corporation or vice versa, you need to keep us posted on that. Likewise, any changing of banks, please notify us, because with the direct deposits, if we don't have the correct bank when that payment is triggered in October, it'll go out there to cyberspace and it'll take quite a while to get it retrieved. So Keep us posted on any of those changes. The changes to the farm ownership and farm operation need to be done by September 30th. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Remember, the Audubon County Fair begins next week. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again.